going to be the effect of these crazy house prices in and around London, particularly for those starting out on a career and on a family? Are you one of those people who has completely had to up sticks and gone somewhere else to buy a huge palace, albeit in the Highlands rather than the line out of London Bridge? 0345 6060 973. Let's kick off our conversation by speaking to Mark Vlessing, founder and CEO of Pocket, a private developer of affordable housing in London. Afternoon to you, Mark.
Tom, good afternoon.
What do you mean by affordable?
Well, our view about affordable is to try and get homes to a price point which is at least 20% below the open market. And the studies that we've done at Pocket is that we can deliver a first-time buyer home at that price point. By the way, the average first-time buyer home in London today is just over £300,000. So our view is if you can bring that price point down to 220, 230, yeah. You're able to price in something like 50 to 60% of the target market of singles and couples working in London today who can't get on the housing ladder. So that's a massive jump. It doesn't solve the whole problem, but it makes a big step in the right direction.
How do you do that then? How do you bring that price down?
It's by density, actually. It's by making sure that you build the right size homes close to the centre of town, where people actually want to be. There's no point doing this in Zone 5 and 6 because that brings them back to a one-hour, one-and-a-half-hour commute every day. So it's doing it in Zone 2 and 3. They're very realistic. They know they can't live in Zone 1, so it's Zone 2, Zone 3, Zone 4. And the secret of it is high density of compact one-bedroom homes and lots of cycling and close to public transport. Now, the fact of the matter is the local authorities and the public institutions own a massive amount of small sites which we are slowly but surely peeling away from them, buying them up, and building these kind of developments. We're building across eight sites as we speak in London today. We've got a pipeline of over 400 or 500 homes. It can be done, but it's hard work.
Are you seeing, and there are figures from the Office of National Statistics that are showing that more and more 30 to 39-year-olds are leaving the capital than ever before. They cite figures from June last year, 58,000 people aged between 30 to 39 had to leave London because they couldn't afford to buy a home.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the real problems with this whole debate is that the data is inconclusive still because there's not enough research going on, and one of the things that the Mayor of London really needs to do is to do some in-depth longitudinal research over a period of 5 to 10 years on what's happening to the city makers, the squeeze middle. We're not doing that research, and we need to. 50 to 60,000 people a year in their 30s leaving London is easily met by people coming into London. So that in and of itself is not conclusive evidence.
Right.
I think what would be conclusive evidence, and we're starting to hear it anecdotally, is if the chief executives of big public sector and private sector organisations that are crucially dependent on people in their late 20s on salaries of £30,000 to £40,000 start saying, you know what, we can't make it work in London anymore. Mm. And the CEO of Vodafone has been saying that recently. The heads of quite a few universities and hospitals are starting to really worry about it. So I think anecdotally we're starting to see that evidence. And I mean, your own personal story is a very telling one. There are a lot of people who are doing what you've done with your family. But we don't have mass data yet to really nail the point.
Do you think there's going to come a time when, as you say, you're pointing to various companies there who are saying we're going to really struggle with this. Do you think there'll come a time pretty soon where London becomes unaffordable for those who want to make a life and a career here?
I think the evidence is all pointing in the wrong direction. But the good news is that I think the government and most policymakers have now woken up to a very, very big learning, which is that from the volume house builders and from the housing associations alone, they're never going to see the volume increase that they need to sort this problem.
No.
And what they really need to do is to encourage small to medium-sized developers and contractors to come in and literally fill in the gaps in the streets, in the areas around London, where, for whatever reason, the big boys think it's all too small, and there is, in those smaller sites, an untold opportunity to deliver a tremendous amount of housing. I mean, at the moment, we're saying we need 50 to 60,000 homes in London a year. We're narrowly building 20,000 at the moment, and I'm convinced with others that 30,000 can come from a renaissance of the small to medium-sized developers and contractors.
And your point about the magnitude of the number of buyers for houses is further highlighted in this piece today. 10 buyers they found for every single house in Surrey. 10. I mean, that's an unbelievable position to try and be in, to try and afford a house, to be on the commuter belt, to get into work when you can't live in zones 1, 2, or 3, and then you've got to compete with 9 other people to do it.
Yeah, but in a sense, we're looking at the wrong facts here, because, I mean, you're absolutely right, but we can keep on saying this. There are no demand constraints. There is endless amount of demand. The constraints are all on the supply side. Now, the planning system is a lot better than it used to be. Finance is a little bit more available than it used to be. The one thing that's standing in the way is a mass program of releasing small to medium-sized public land deals. And, you know, one of the problems with politicians and policymakers is they get terribly excited by the big. So you talk to them about regeneration schemes of 2,000, 3,000 homes on, you know, big former gaswork sites, and they get terribly excited. But actually, those schemes take 10 years to come off. And what we need in the meantime is the quick wins. And we're not doing enough to encourage the quick wins.
Mark, thank you. Mark Flessing, founder and CEO of Pocket, a private developer of affordable housing in London. Some extraordinary numbers that he was giving us, that the average price is over 300,000. They reckon they could get 50% of the target market to stay in London if they got those prices down to 220 to 230. How long that will take?